Okay, so are you ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in. What have we got?
Well, today we're taking a look at The Magic Painting.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, it's a fun one, a classic children's story. It's all about this girl named Jeannie. And she finds this magical paintbrush.
A magical paintbrush.
Yeah. Anything she paints with it comes to life. Like, poof, it's right there.
Wow.
So you can imagine, like any kid,
Yeah.
she gets pretty excited.
Oh, for sure. What kid wouldn't want a paintbrush like that?
Exactly. So first, she's like, oh, I want to paint a tree. And not just any tree, like a really big rustling tree with leaves and everything.
So it's not just a flat image, it's like.
No, it's 3D, moving, like it's a real tree. She's got it in her room. Then she paints these fluffy white clouds that like float around. And then, get this, she paints some birds.
Birds.
But not just, pictures of birds.
Right.
These birds, they fly off the page and they start chirping.
Wow, so her whole room is coming to life.
It is. It's like stepping right into her imagination. But here's where things get a little, well, kind of crazy. You see, her imagination, it's like it just takes over.
Oh, so it's not all sunshine and rainbows?
No. These birds, they start flying all over the place, like they're knocking things over, making a mess. And the tree, it keeps growing and growing,
So it's out of control.
way out of control. The branches, they're practically filling up the whole living room. And poor Jeannie, she's like, oh no, what have I done?
So what happens? Does she like try to erase the painting or something?
Well, that's when her grandma, Jima, comes in. And she's super wise, like those grandmas who always know what to do.
No.
And Jima doesn't freak out or anything. She's just calm, you know.
Okay.
She sits down with Jeannie and says, look, it's okay to make mistakes, but it's really important to finish what you start.
That's good advice. I wish someone had told me that when I was a kid.
Right. And Jima also tells Jeannie to always think about what might happen, like the consequences, before you do something.
So it's like a lesson about responsibility.
Exactly. And I think that's something we can all learn from, even grown-ups. So Jeannie, she listens to Jama and she decides to fix things. And she thinks for a minute and she remembers how peaceful and calming a sunset is. So what does she do?
She paints the sunset.
Yeah, she paints this gorgeous sunset, all those warm colors filling the sky. And it's like this magic calmness washes over everything.
I bet.
The birds, they see the sunset and they're like, oh, time to settle down for the night. And the tree, it feels that peace too, and it shrinks back down to its normal size.
Wow. So the magic works both
It
ways.
does. It's all about balance,
Here,
right?
balance.
So Jeannie, she learns a big lesson that day. Imagination, it's awesome, but you got to use it wisely. It's like you're coloring a picture.
Yeah.
You got to stay in the lines or things get messy. But within those lines, you can create anything you want.
That's a really good way to put it. So the story is really about finding that balance between creativity and responsibility, right?
Exactly. So what about you? What would you paint with a magic paintbrush?
That's something to think about, isn't it? All right, little listeners, until next time, keep dreaming big and using those imaginations.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Have fun
And
painting.
remember, stay in the lines.
Or, maybe sometimes go a little outside the lines.
But not too much.
Just a little bit.
All right, bye.